mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
She's got to be one of the busiest people in all of conservative media. She works for like every organization that's out there, but we're so honored that she spends a part of her week with us each week. And Kelsey Bowler, you might have known her as Kelsey Harkness not long ago, writing for The Federalist and Independent Women's Forum, Problematic Women Podcast, Heritage Foundation, Daily Signal, Fox News contributor, any number of other things that she does, and she does them all well, and soon to be mom. Which is kind of exciting for the first time. Kelsey, welcome back. Good to have you. I was thinking of what you were going to say in the Bright email this morning, which is something that she also edits on Wednesdays, when I was seeing the controversial back and forth yesterday, AOC saying a bunch of stuff, and then you had these Hispanic church leaders that toured the exact same facility and, in fact, saw the whole facility. We found out later AOC only saw a very small portion of it. And said she's totally full of gas. Like there's not there. She's lying out her pie hole. There's nothing about this that is even close to resembling the truth. Kelsey Bowler, did AOC overplay the dramatic effect yesterday?
She absolutely overplayed the dramatic effect. And, you know, it's not just irresponsible coming from a member of Congress. It's really reckless, and it can do actual damage to the men and women who are devoting their careers to helping these migrants, to dealing with this crisis. You know, they're the ones on the front lines trying to provide for these individuals and families, and AOC is absolutely smearing them. You know, we have multiple reports now that make it very clear she was exaggerating when she said migrants are being forced to drink out of toilets. That was corrected. That is absolutely not the case. Of course, Americans do not force migrants to drink out of toilet water. Water is provided for every single migrant that is in one of these facilities. So it's very irresponsible. And then you have to consider the context this is coming from. This is coming from a member who just a couple months ago was calling this a manufactured crisis at the border that President Trump is making up for his own political gains. So somehow she went to that, to being in complete denial that there's a humanitarian and national security crisis at the border, which every Republican has been doing everything they can to demand more money. She voted against funding some of these immigration facilities, the humanitarian needs on that front. And then she just goes out and not just complains about it, but really manufactures her own crisis to fit her own narrative.
Yeah. No, I call that AOC make stuff up. I put it into a hashtag yesterday. She just makes stuff up. Yeah, well, and it's sad to see that she's using the people that are caught in that scenario as kind of pawns. But I was thankful for Sam Rodriguez and some of the Latino pastors that were down there that went through the same facilities. And when they heard her, and Mr. Rodriguez was an advisor to Obama, and he made a beeline to the media, and he said, she is telling you stuff that's not true, and we know because we were just there as well. Really interesting. Well, let me shift gears just a little bit. We've got this interesting thing called the World Cup that's going on, and this little thing called the Women's World Cup team, who yesterday, without the unpatriotic player, the pink hair, bend at the knee person during the Star Spangled Banner, she sat on the sideline. And then when we won, we had someone who sipped an invisible cup of tea, kind of saying, "Hey, we got your tea." What do you make of the Women's World Cup team, and should Americans care about them or not? Right at this stage.
Oh, this is absolutely worth celebrating. It is so exciting to see the American women's soccer team make it to the finals of the World Cup. I have to say, I grew up in Connecticut in the same town as Christine Lilly, who was on the infamous or famous team of soccer players who won the World Cup back in the glory days. So I would love to see that happen again. And to be honest, I love seeing that the women's soccer team consistently outperforms the men's. Not every sport is as fun to watch when women are playing that. I say that as someone who likes to watch sports. Women's football does exist, but it's just not a thing to watch. I love seeing women's soccer because it really shows off their athletic abilities. These girls are so talented. There's a lot of young stars. Of course, I hate when politics gets involved, but look, this was a great win. 4th of July week. I couldn't be more excited to watch the finals.
It's going to be really something, and I hope that they do well. Speaking of sports, you've got Wimbledon and you've got some of the other traditions that are going on. You've got all of the things going on in America that, the big parade in D.C., all the firework displays, all the other stuff that's going on. Great economy, great jobs numbers, all this other stuff. And then you've got the New York Times. And they say that we're just okay. Kelsey, and this wasn't like some guest writer. This was the editorial team at the New York Times that put this video together. What do you make of where they're going with that?
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with this tweet that went absolutely viral yesterday, New York Times Opinion said the myth of America as the greatest nation on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. If you look at data, the U.S. is really just okay. Anybody living in this country knows we're not just doing okay. If we were only doing okay, I don't think we would have thousands and thousands of people trying to illegally get into our country and making great sacrifices to do that. Of course, the New York Times relied on some unreliable data to make this case. It really was a provocative tweet, but I had my own little snarky response to them. I said the myth of the New York Times as the greatest newspaper on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. If you look at the data, the New York Times is really just okay.
Well said, Kelsey Bowler. Appreciate your insight on that and all the other things that we get to talk about each week. Quick question. Are you more parade girl or fireworks girl when it comes to your July 4th celebration?
I've been more fireworks, but with a baby on the way, I am looking forward to going to those parades in my future.
Okay, so I've got the best deal for you on gently used, like one-time worn little baby patriotic stuff. Seriously, send me an email. We have got the cutest stuff that our boys and girls are never going to wear again, and they have the American flag on every side of it because my bride is just nuts about July 4th. But it is fun. Get them in the red, white, and blue. You get them in their little stroller, and you're walking down the sidewalk with your flag hanging out of sight. It's so fun. Anyway, Kelsey, have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll pick you up on that. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.